I'm Laura Palmer, host of Island Crime. Season 6, Sweethearts, is the story of three teenage girls who were all murdered in Victoria, Canada, within about 12 months.
So she was scared. Something out there scared her.
You've just created the playground where predators can really thrive.
She was a 16-year-old girl. She was a sweetheart.
Listen to Sweethearts at frequencypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get podcasts.
Find your frequency.
Roz and Mocha. And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Oh man, we got some awesome questions this week. We head to the phones first. Alex, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. I'm so happy to have you join us right now. What is your question for the room?
Oh God. First I want to apologize to Maury for it, but, my question was, when Maury had crabs, did it take twice as long to get rid of because he never changes his underwear?
That is Alex, before we get to this question, have we ever met?
No, we have not.
We've never met. So I just want people to know right now that this was not in any sort of way set up. I've never met you. I don't know who you are, where you're from, what you look like, what your history is. But I think that I love you.
Yo, great question. All right, so Dim and Maury, because famously,
this is years ago. First of all, I just don't want people to think like that. I had
hold on.
Crabs
famously,
yesterday.
You wear the same set of undies for days and days and days. Right. Even after a workout, you will throughout the workout wear the same undies and you'll go home, take a shower, put them dirty ass undies back on again. Right.
Yeah. It's just fabric.
OK. So Alex's question was, when you had crabs, did it take you twice as long to get rid of them because you never changed your underwear?
When did you have crabs, Moore?
I would say it was probably 1997.
And what was the circumstances in which you got crabs?
Because Tracy, who I lived
with.
Wow,
names, huh?
Damn. Yeah.
Okay.
Just don't give a last name.
Yeah,
bro.
Okay. Your roommate, Tracy.
Yeah, she was like best friends with this guy that worked at the shoe store Spring.
Mm-hmm.
And like he came over to hang out and stuff, and he brought the crabs over.
How do you know it was him that brought the crabs over?
Because we both, like, neither Tracy or I had them.
Right.
But he admitted afterwards that he had them.
Oh, he admitted.
Yeah.
Oh,
like it was all Scratchy McScratcherson.
So right. So how close did you get to him for you to get the crabs? Or like,
he was lying on the couch and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like it was right where, you know, the common areas of our bachelor. It was a bachelor.
Right.
Like one big room as a bachelor is.
And did you like, did any part of you rub up against any part of him accidentally or no?
No, not accidentally, nothing. So I would have, I guess, sat on the couch or the edge of her bed or somewhere where they were.
The toilet
perhaps.
Yeah. Do you think you got them from a toilet?
I guess you could get them from that. Wasn't there posters in school saying you can't get crabs from a toilet?
I don't know. Let me fact check this.
Or was that AIDS?
Probably both. Definitely AIDS.
I can very much tell people. I love how Maury, you should be like, Maury has no, like, somebody pointed out something I said to you eons ago, Maury, on this show, and they brought it up to me in my DMs over the weekend, and to them it was the funniest moment on this show, and it's so apropos that I'm going to bring it back now after all these years, which is they reminded me of the time I looked at you and I said, "Why have all that head if you're not going to put anything in it?"
Oh my God.
Yo, that's a good one. Oh, man.
Maury, you should be the one educating us on all of this stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know other things.
Okay. Just not most things. Can you... Alex, are you a crab ex? Have you ever had crabs?
No, I have not. I honestly, okay. I know nothing about it, so...
Okay, first I'm going to do, can you get crabs from a couch? What are pubic lice? Oh, what's okay? Hold on here. What's better? To say that you had crabs or pubic lice?
Crabs.
No, I'd rather say crabs.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they actually look like crabs.
Can crabs live on couches? Yes. Your partner should look for crabs and treat them if necessary. How can I protect myself from crabs? Crabs may reoccur if they are not carefully killed in bedding, towels, and even upholstery on furniture. Okay, so now let's say, can you get crabs from a toilet?
Bro, for the amount of Googling that you do for this show, and especially yes. things that are related to Dammit Maury and his life,
yes,
your Google history must be so wild.
Bro, can I tell you what happened to me the other day?
What?
So, you know Jonathan and Drew Scott, the Property Brothers, right? Yeah. Twins. It was their birthday mm-hmm. last week. I wrote them. I texted them both.
Yeah.
And Drew, super kind. Everything else gets back to me. Jonathan, super kind. Everything else gets back to me. And I was like, hey, Jonathan, happy birthday, man. You know, really love you and have a great day. And he wrote me back saying, let the pampering begin.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to send him a GIF, right?
Yeah.
So I was like looking for a guy in a spa with like, you know, things on his eyes and a face mask and everything else. So I meant to write men pampered, right? But what I searched for was men pampers. Okay. And that took me to a whole other part. And I just immediately hit, and I didn't know what the problem was. Yeah. And so I'm clicking on photos, everything else. Like I went deep into the search and it screwed up everything on my computer.
Yeah, all your ads now.
Everything on my computer is screwed up.
Oh, no.
Right? Yeah. So that's what I was dealing with. But anyway, so here, let's find out if you can get pubic lice from a toilet seat. Can I get crabs sharing a toilet seat with a person who has crabs? They say you most likely cannot get crabs by sharing a toilet seat with someone who has them. The lice can't live very long when they're away from the human body, and their legs can't hold on to a smooth surface. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. You bumpy and hairy, bro.
So, Maury, so the question was,
yeah.
do you feel that it took you longer to get rid of pubic lice because you never change your underpants?
No, in this case, like once I knew I had them, I like washed everything. And then you go and get that special shampoo called Nyx that comes with a free comb. And you wash down there and comb them out and move on.
Why not just shave?
Well, because if you want to keep the hair.
Oh, man. If I ever got, like, believe me, there'd be not a hair left on my body.
Yeah. No, thanks.
So, Alex, does that help answer your question?
It does. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for having us. We've never once on this show talked about pubic lice before. So, thank you
for
that.
Yeah, well, no problem. I've been listening to the podcast at work. I just started it actually like at the beginning of the year.
Oh, wow.
And I was pretty sure that I heard Maury had crabs. And
yeah,
then I hear about his underwear all the time.
Yes.
So I was like, how has this not come up?
Right. And Maury, did you give crabs to anybody else, do you think?
I mean, we probably just passed the crabs back and forth between Tracy and
no,
I.
No, but like, did you walk out of the house with like crabs and dirty,
I could have.
And
nobody ever asked me.
And you think that maybe you might have given somebody crabs?
Possibly.
Yeah. Jeez.
Like another radio host that I worked with at the time? Maybe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry really itchy right
that's,
now.
Sorry. Are yeah. you itchy right
I'm
now?
I'm really, really itchy.
But like, that's very specific. Were you like doing stuff with another person that you worked with that you potentially gave crabs to?
Well, I mean, like, I was my best friend at the time. I mean, like, you know, he drove me around.
Is this the guy that you said wasn't gay?
Yeah.
Yeah? But then would ask you to, like...
Do stuff?
No, you know, he would want to watch.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, but he wasn't gay. And Maury told me the story, and I was like, Maury, that guy's totally gay. Right? He was just a friend who drove me home. Yeah, and then, like... and then they'd park on the street and he'd look at Maury and go, man, you look stressed. Now, if you need to do anything to relieve that stress, feel free. I'll just watch. and Maury was like, yeah, but he wasn't gay.
Yeah, he was.
Yes, he was. So you might have given him crabs?
Possibly.
Oh, geez.
Did you leave it in his car?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. So anyway, Alex, thanks so much for soiling the podcast.
Anytime.
Hey, because you're so new to the podcast, you must know we ask everyone, or most people, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite, Alex?
I'm going to say Roz.
Okay, then.
That wasn't.
I'm not giving a reason because it'll just be used against him. So
thank you. Yeah, don't just keep your mouth shut. Okay?
Hardcore fan.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show family, and thank you for listening, Alex.
Yeah, no problem.
Take care.
Yeah.
I'm itchy too now, Shem.
Yeah, I'm really itchy. This whole conversation.
I'm fine.
Yeah. You're just, I always think that you're always a little bit itchy anyway, Maury.
Yeah.
No? All those creams just caked up and layered on.
Every single time we look at the computer screen, because Dammit Maury and Shem are in another room.
Yeah.
So we're on Microsoft Teams right now. And every time I look at Teams, at some point, you're always scratching like a different part of your body.
Yeah. Oh, the
either your head or your ear, your neck. Nose. Yeah, everywhere. Your arm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, not knowingly, inadvertently doing it.
No, but you scratch a lot over there.
Yeah, not knowingly. Look at Shem trying to figure
Shem,
it out.
Don't feel
not
that
knowingly, out. Inadvertently. Yeah,
don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Edward says here, what's everyone's latest Wordle stats?
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm down with that.
I started Wordle and then I stopped.
Yeah,
just because it was getting in the way of like my work day.
Yeah,
I do it on the weekend. I didn't do today's.
I did today's. I got today in two.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
So I played 14, 86% win percentage. Current streak is 3. Max streak is 8.
Mm. Okay, damn it, Maury, we'll start with you.
Okay, I played 108 games.
Yeah.
Wow.
Win streak is 68%.
Yeah.
Current streak, 2.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Max streak, Max streak.
That sounds like spit a guy you spent a lot of money on OnlyFans to max streak.
Max thing is 17.
17 is your max streak. Shem, go ahead.
So I got a new phone, so I had to combine my old stats with these current stats. So I have 108 times.
Yeah. Wow.
If I do the math, it's a 98% win streak.
Damn.
And then if I go through the stats in terms of I've gotten it one once, 47 times, I've got it twice.
BS, but okay.
Yeah,
go ahead. Go on.
29 times, 3 times, 22 times when I guessed it in 4, 16 and 5, 3 and 6, and twice I didn't get it at all.
So you're trying to tell us that you got it more twice, more in two lines than any other combination,
I've got
right?
Great first guesses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I actually started on Notes, Apple Notes.
Yeah.
Document. Anytime a first word comes to my mind, I always write it down.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Anytime a 5-letter word comes to my mind that I know I haven't used before.
Yeah. I got I've played 97 times. My win streak is 100%.
Wow.
My max, obviously, streak is max street, as Maury would say, is 90, 97. 0 times have I got it in 1. 5 times I've got it in 2. 23 times I've got it in 3. 51 times I've got it in 4. And then 5 and 6, 9 and 9 each. So those are my Wordle stats.
There you go. Richard says, here's a scenario, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom tells you to sit down, but your dad tells you to stand up.
Okay.
What do you do?
Okay. So we're not going to start with Maury because I don't want to hurt feelings. His mom just said bye.
I don't even think she did.
Okay. So we will get to you in a second, Maury. So Shem, start with you. Your mom says sit down. Your dad says stand up. What do you do?
You guys have heard my mom, right? On the phone?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting my ass down.
You sitting your ass down?
Right away.
Really?
Right away.
Mocha, same thing with you. Mom says sit down. Dad says stand up.
I'm standing up.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I'm definitely standing
interesting.
Up.
Interesting. Yeah. See, in me, in my house, growing up, if my mom said sit, right? I would have sat.
Uh-huh.
But my dad wasn't the kind of guy who would say stand. My dad was the kind of guy that would just like look over his glasses at you, and I knew I would have had to stand.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like that was just the sort of way that was, because he wasn't like my dad. Like there was no hitting or anything like that in my house, right? There was no spanking or anything. There was just fear. And so I was always on the lookout for when that fear was going to creep its way into my day.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom, I would listen, right? But with my dad, I was always like on the lookout for fear.
Sure.
And so anytime I did something, it wasn't even anything he had to say or do, because it was in my own head. I knew that doing something bad, like being a bad kid, was going to be so overwhelming to me when I got home that it would be the only thing that I would think about is that he would find out, right? And so that kept me on the straight and narrow, was just fear of him finding out.
Having him look over his glasses.
And that's it, right? Yeah. That's it. And so if my mom said sit, I would sit. But if my dad sort of looked at me, I would 100% stand. Now, damn it, Maury.
I would sit because it would take my dad far too long to ask me to stand, because it takes him forever to finish a sentence.
Okay. So what was the discipline like in your house growing up?
Oh, my dad was very, like, he would, like, raise his fist.
What does that mean?
Like if I was in trouble, he would raise
it. Black Panther? Like, Black...
Man. Shout out to Frank.
Yeah.
No, like, he was going to hit me, but never did.
Oh!
With a fist?
Okay, wow. So was there ever any spanking?
Oh, yeah.
There was.
Oh, yeah.
What part of you got spanked?
My ass.
Your ass. Bare or with clothes?
Oh, no, with clothes.
With a hand or a belt?
With a hand.
No spoon?
No spoon.
Frying pan?
No frying pan.
Okay, shoe?
Nope, no shoe.
Slipper?
No slipper.
Flip-flop. Ruler. What about a ruler?
No ruler. Always hand.
Wet face cloth?
No, that was at the gym.
His face?
No.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. I just thought I'd try to sneak it in.
See if you say yes.
Yeah. She said.
Okay. Okay. So there was spanking. Now, what would you get spanked for, Moore?
I remember getting spanked once when I didn't get a math question right.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. It was my dad was very frustrated that I couldn't figure it out after him trying to explain it to me forever.
And he realized that if he kept going down that road, he'd have no hands left. he'd injure himself. Yeah, let's abandon the whole slapping because of math thing.
No.
So you got, what about acting up or being bad or anything like that or lying? Did you ever get hit for that?
No. It was for math.
Just math. He didn't care about anything else.
No.
Not spelling, grammar.
I mean, he was often out, but yeah.
Right, yeah. Right. And I think that maybe that's why, you didn't have the sort of discipline that maybe like Mocha or Shem did, because your dad probably felt guilty, like for the most part, but he was trying to work on his life too, right?
He was very young.
He was super young. And then he wanted to kind of, be able to raise a kid and not screw it up, but also go and,
Pick up the ladies.
Yeah. Yeah, but he never got home. Like, he never came home drunk.
Oh, I got in trouble once for saying the wrong name of a girl he brought home.
Oh, did he hit you? Kick you?
No, he raised his fist.
Oh, raised his fist. In front of the woman?
No, he said, can I talk to you for a minute?
And then he took you where?
He took me to his bedroom. He's like, don't do that again.
So he raised his fist.
Her name is Rita.
Wow, because your dad's juggling, you almost got beat for it.
Yeah. Wow. Yo, you know who I bet loves hearing these stories about Frank's younger days with the ladies? Maury's stepmom Donna, who Frank has been happily married to for the past like 15, 16,
25 years.
25 years. Oh, even longer.
Like, Frank doesn't even remember that guy anymore. You know what I mean?
But
I don't think it's the sort of stories that would bother Donna so much. I just think that she doesn't want to see herself as just one of them.
Right.
Even though she was the last.
Uh-huh.
Right? Yeah. She doesn't want to ever. She wouldn't want to see herself as one of them.
Yeah.
Right?
So easy on the stories, Mark. Matt asks, do you put your seatbelt on first before driving, or do you find a song on the radio?
Well, the radio just turns on automatically.
Because it's always on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, mine too.
Seatbelt.
What do I do? I start the car first and then I put the seatbelt on.
Same.
Actually, sometimes I put my seatbelt on and then I start the car. It varies. It depends.
Oh, I'll tell you, it does vary. And it just hit me why it varies. So if I'm coming to work in the morning, right, leave the house at, 4:45 a.m. or something like that. I do everything in the car before I actually start the car because my truck's loud and I don't want to wake up everybody in the house.
Sure.
Right. So I will get in, seatbelt, phone in the thing, drink in the drink holder, bag so it's not going to tip off and fall on the floor. I am all set.
Yeah.
The very last thing I do is start the car, put in reverse, and I'm out the driveway.
Yeah.
Right. Because otherwise it's loud. But normally, if I'm at the grocery store, I'll get in, start the car,
and then do the belt.
Yeah. And then do the belt. Yeah.
Do you have a memory? What do you do?
I always put the seatbelt on first, always. Yeah. And then, because I was trying to think, because I put the seatbelt on, then I'll open up a Kinder Bueno or do other things.
Yeah.
But it's difficult to open a snack and then put your seatbelt on.
Really, huh?
Not really, but.
No, if you open a snack first, then it's in your hand, and then it's more difficult to then put the strap on.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and I put my seatbelt on.
You strap in at what point, Shem?
I'm not using that word.
When do you put the strap on?
At the beginning?
At the beginning or at the end?
Before you really get going?
Yeah. Or do you sometimes like get a little bit out and then put the strap on? Strap on.
I walk.
Yeah. Do you strap on even if you're in the back?
What do you wait for the person who's in charge to like get going first.
Yeah.
And then you strap on.
Yo, I hate y'all, man.
Yeah. Before we get to our next caller, Laura, this is a great question from Julia, and I'm very curious about this because this is directed at you, Ross.
Okay.
What is the best way to reheat chicken wings? Now, you make a lot of wings at home. I don't know if you make enough that there's leftovers for you to reheat the next day.
I did this yesterday.
Did you? Okay, so what's the best way to preserve the original kind of presentation, original taste, the crispiness
of It's tough. Of all of my it. Way of doing reheating chicken wings, and this may not be everybody's way, but toaster oven.
Yep.
And I turn that sumbitch on to 450.
Yeah.
And I put the wings on we have a little tray that goes in there and has just a little rack on the bottom of it so they're not touching. Otherwise, they'll tend to stick.
Yeah.
And I stick them in there at 450 and I just monitor. Not long at all. Because sometimes when you do a wing, like that skin will be crispy, but then you stick it in the fridge and it comes out and it's like the flavor of crispy is there, but that skin is no longer crispy.
It's a little wrinkly.
It's a little wriggly, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I hit them at high heat, like 450, and then crisp them right back up again. A little bit more fresh salt on them.
Yep.
Because a lot of that flavor sort of disappears overnight. A little bit of fresh salt, a little bit of pepper, and then back on the plate.
Yeah, with things like that, like wings or pizza or anything like that that we have left over, same thing. We just toss them in the oven.
Yeah, I do pizza. I do a little bit of, I'll sometimes microwave pizza, and then I put it in a frying pan with olive oil in the bottom of it, a nonstick pan.
Oh, yeah?
And then I heat it up like that to me, and then I'll cover it, right?
Oh,
I'll
wow.
cover it in the pan, and then that sort of steam that's in there melts all the cheese again, but that bottom of the pizza gets crusty the same way it does when it comes out of the oven. So I'll put a little olive oil in the bottom of a frying pan, a nonstick pan, and put the slices right in the pan. A pot?
What?
I was picturing you sort of wrapping it around the edge of a pot, but I'm wrong.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I steamed hot dogs yesterday, fellas. Oh my God, so good.
Yeah.
So good. I had the parboil pot on top of the pot. So I put a pot of water on and then I put the steamer on top of it. And I put two hot dogs in that steamer and then I put the lid on it and I let them steam up. And then when there's like 20 seconds left in the cook, I took two of the buns and I wrapped them in a paper towel. And then I put that whole thing in there and covered the lid up as well. And then I took those buns out and they were steamed buns. And I put the steamed hot dogs in them and ate them. And they were like, they just disintegrated. It was like cotton candy.
These
were
the best hot dogs.
They were big.
Oh,
They weren't regular size. They were larger size. And I was making them for Roxy anyway. So
I was craving wieners yesterday. Like we walked by like one of those stands. Oh, the smell.
I realized that I much prefer a steamed dog over any other way of cooking a hot dog.
Over like grilled or anything like that?
I actually dislike grilled hot dogs, to be honest with you. Yeah, my favorite thing.
I thought you were going to buy one of those machines that sort of like rotate them.
Why would I want that?
What?
Like what they have in 7-Elevens?
Yeah, I thought you were looking for one of those ones.
No.
Wanted was the one for beef patties.
Yeah, I want the Jamaican patty of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still going to get one of those, by the way. but yeah, hot dogs. I love hot dogs. Oh, my God.
Hi, Laura. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hi.
What is your question for everybody?
So my question is, if there was two books in the world written about you, one full of positive things that anybody has ever said or one full of negative things that anybody's ever said, which book would you choose to read? And once you pick one, you can never read the other one.
Oh. Well, I mean,
I'm going to pick the negative one.
Why?
Because I just want to be curious to know what people have said. Like,
does
negative
it have names?
Pause for 1 second. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Pause for 1 second.
Great question, Maury.
Okay. So both of these books exist.
Yes.
It's not like one is written or the other is written.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
So both of these books exist. One of them has all nice things about you. One of them has all negative things about you. And you can only read one. And if you read one, you can't read the other.
Mm-hmm.
But they both exist in the world. Right? So other people can read them?
No, only you can read it.
Oh, then I'm just taking all the nice things.
It's like a book for you.
Then I'm just taking all the nice stuff. Why would I want
to? I know, like, we're supposed to block out the haters and whatever, but I would still read the because I'd be just curious to
really?
Know. Yeah.
Maury?
I assume that there's only one book and it's the negative one, so I'm going to go with that.
Right, you only have one choice. Yeah, yeah. It's just going to be that, right? Or you can read the pamphlet of nice things.
Yeah, see?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, hey, Shem, you know when you go to church and they put that little, half a piece of paper in there to tell you what hymns are coming up for the day?
Oh, yeah. That's
that would be all the list of the nice things Maury's done into the book of all the awful things people have said about him. Right?
Maury has, zero rebuttal because he knows it's true. Shem.
I'm keeping the book of bad. I'm with you, Mocha. I use the haters as fuel.
Yeah, but it's not necessary. I think that you guys are sort of thinking the wrong way. And I think, Shem, it might be because you're of the age you are, which is you automatically go towards haters, which to me says people who are going to be saying mean things about you for the sake of being mean, or maybe some of them aren't even true. These are just mean things, mm-hmm. right? But what would be in that book are people who truly believe in their hearts and live their lives like you've done mean things or you've said mean things.
Well, the only reason why I would want to know is because, and I don't know if...
What, are you going to go and apologize afterwards?
No, no, no,
you're
no,
going to
no.
go
like,
make
Laura,
good on
like,
everything?
Like, okay, let's say the book of mean things, right? Do we know who said those things? Or these are just things that have been said by people in general?
Let's say you do know who the things were said by.
Okay, so it'll be a quote of this thing that this person said, and then followed by said by whoever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'd want to know who's who in my life would be, who's shady, who's saying this stuff, but to me in regular life is still being nice.
That's exactly it.
Yep. I agree with that.
Right?
Those people are out there.
No, because I think that it would be too, I think that there's going to be stuff in there that's too damaging. You know, I don't think Mocha, when you were a teenager and stuff like that, maybe your mom at some point had a moment of just honesty where she was being honest to herself, or maybe, even saying the words out loud to your dad. But would you be able to recover if at some point when you were younger, your mom said something real awful about you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the moment kind of stuff, even though you know in her heart she doesn't mean it now, but to know that that was said about you by somebody you love.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'd want to know because then it sort of, then I'm like, okay, somebody ain't getting Christmas presents.
Right. So here, let me ask you this. You know me, I'm not a religious person, Shem. I don't believe in heaven and hell and everything else.
Same, actually.
But this was said to me years ago. Somebody, we were talking about what your hell would be. And somebody had thought of this years ago. And to me, I've heard a lot of hypotheticals as far as what would hell be, right? And this one to me is still the tops of what hell would be for eternity, which is, so you're in a movie theater. You're sitting in the middle of a movie theater. Mm. And around you directly is your immediate family. So your mom, your dad, your wife, your kids, whatever it is. And then around them are your closest friends. And then around them are your sort of acquaintances. And this movie theater gets populated by every single person you've ever met in your entire life. Once everybody that you've ever met, with the closest people sitting the closest to you, once everybody is seated, what shows on the screen is your life from birth until death. Mm-hmm. And you all watch it together. You all watch it together, but during the moments when you're alone, they also hear what you're thinking.
Oh. Oh my God.
Whoa. And you go from birth, you go from birth until death.
Yeah.
And as soon as it ends, it starts all over again.
Oh man. Yeah. That's great.
For everybody that you've ever met.
Can you get up and go to the bathroom?
No.
Hell no.
Hell no, huh, Shem?
Hell no.
Every thought you've ever had, every private moment you've ever had.
Wow.
Everything you've ever done by yourself, everything you've ever done.
Maury's getting so nervous right now.
Everything you've ever done with someone else, and every thought that you've ever had in your head in between all of those moments.
But why do I have to be there?
Because that's why. That's
hell. Your hell, man.
Because that's your hell.
Damn. Wow, Laura, great question. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day, and thank you for listening to the podcast.
So if anybody could think of a better version of hell, that would top that one. But to me, I've been, to me, that was said to me like 25 years ago, and I still can't come up with a hell that would be more torturous than that.
We'll end on this question from Ronaldo. If money wasn't an issue, would you buy a mansion or a normal house for a family of four?
Well, excuse me, if money wasn't an issue?
Mm-hmm.
See, it's tough. I would buy a big giant house because, you know, I like big giant things. Hey-o! but within reason, like I could not live in like one of these 8,000-9,000 square foot houses. I'm not comfortable there.
Same.
Also, Catherine would never allow it because Catherine hates big houses.
Yeah.
Hates big houses. Like with a passion, she hates big houses. And we would never do it. Like even if I had unlimited money, instead of one big giant house, what we would probably have would be like five or six in different parts of the world that were all smaller houses.
Yeah. I don't see a reason to have that much space.
Your house right now, Catherine would never live in it.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
The actual house, the reason why we bought the house that we own is not because of the size of the house. It's the size of the backyard.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Because the backyard is the main reason why we bought the house, because it's big. It's got a pool. It's got a nice area for the dogs to run around, a nice area for us to we put a playground for Cruz.
Land, baby.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
But the house itself is not that big. Right?
Yeah.
Like for me, if I had unlimited money, I would buy a house that's a reasonable size for our family.
Right.
And same thing, maybe diversify and like buy multiple homes other places, right?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Because I just like, you know, somebody that has like, when you see these celebrities that have these big multi-room, right? You have like 10 bathrooms and like 14 bedrooms and this, that, and this and that. I just think about, in my mind, like the dollar amount every month to maintain that amount of
space.
But
money's no object, though.
I know money's no object, but still, at that point, you're then wasting money to heat and cool different seasons, right? An entire home, right? And houses that size may have like multiple air conditioning units and multiple furnaces for different parts of the house, right? And then property value or
money. I can't say money's no object.
I know
nobody
money's
cares
no object.
About your multiple air conditioners.
I know money's no object, but still,
you would
for
not be
me,
if money was no object, you would not be thinking about money.
I absolutely would be, because I'd be like, that is a waste of my money where I could be wasting it
but
somewhere
else.
But
there is no waste of money when it's no object.
I still don't see it that way.
But because you've never been like that.
I know.
But if money was truly no object, right?
And property taxes and like.
Yes, right. It's like Catherine and I will go out for, like we went out for dinner, right? And we're sitting at the dinner. Like we're out, Rox wanted sushi. We went for sushi. And then I was like, hell with it. I'll have a burger and all this stuff. We're just ordering food, right? And like close to the end of it, like Catherine reaches in her purse and like hands me $50. And I was like, what are you giving me $50 for? Like, what are we split dinner? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is that? And she's like, just take it. And I was like, okay. So I put it in my wallet. I'm going to spend it on her or Roxy or whatever.
Sure.
But I'm like, babes, like, we can afford dinner.
I don't need your 50 bucks.
Like, I don't need your 50 bucks.
I know.
Right?
If more we're in that situation, he would happily take the 50, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I think I still have it too.
Do you guys still split, Maury? Like everything in your home, like that you have to buy? You guys still split
the cost
of everything?
We take like if I do groceries.
Here, look. Right. There it is right there. Look.
Oh, yeah. Crisp 50.
Yeah, crisp 50. Well,
you don't need that. I'll take it.
I don't need it.
Maury, if money wasn't an issue, would you buy a mansion or a reasonable size home?
I just want something with stairs. So I would buy a reasonable home, but I would do, I think Roz said it, multiple homes. Like we want a cottage, like something that's sort of like a log cabin, you know, an hour outside of the city kind of thing. So, and then we want like something in Portugal. So I'd rather have a few normal size homes. Plus, I mean, Matthew does all the cleaning, so he wouldn't want a big, massive place to clean.
Right. You have staff at that point, though.
Yeah. Jim? Sure.
Yeah. I've actually never lived in a house. Like, I've lived in apartments and condos my entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it would be really cool to, I think, have one big, massive piece of land or property. I think that'd be kind of cool. Yeah. I'd like it.
Man, so there's like just stuff that you don't know in life, right? Like,
and here's the other thing. I live on the first floor as well. So it's not even, it doesn't even really feel like like I've had, I've never had stairs or anything like that. So it's been a different experience.
Yeah, you and Maury, yeah. City kids.
Mm-hmm. I'd love a farm, but without the animals.
You can do that.
Yeah.
So just a big piece of land.
No, but with like the farm stuff, but
bro,
no animals.
Like, you know how much work that is?
No, I don't want, like, I'd like the barn.
Mm-hmm. No, I just mean having land is work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
Like, everything.
But then money's no object. You can just hire people to, like, maintain the land.
That's true.
Yeah. So have you ever shoveled a driveway, Sham?
Yes. Like, I've shoveled my aunt's driveway before, but not my own, though. No, never.
You've never. You never got home and been like, ugh, that driveway.
Yo, wasn't it, like, a few years ago? People who listen to this show, like Maury went and shoveled driveways and he almost had a heart attack?
That's right, because Maury had never shoveled a driveway
before. And I've
never
mowed the lawn.
Same.
You've never mowed a lawn?
Neither of you guys?
Never mowed a lawn.
Never.
Oh my God, fellas.
Never.
Yo, this is going to be the summer of schmo.
Yeah, I know.
Line up a couple of things.
I've never planted a flower.
Oh my God.
Rozamoka's Landscape Company.
The schmoscaping. Right? Yeah.
Yo, we just TM, y'all. Right. TM.
Oh.
Keep those comments coming in every week that we post on Instagram at Kiss925. This is where we get your questions from, and we talk about them, have a lot of fun, and invite you to join us to ask your question to the room. Thank you for listening. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Holy schmoly.
Good one.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com
or download the Kiss 92.5 app.